Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Talk about hilarious Baldwin.
Okay.
Yeah, she's fun.
I'm not sure if she is or not.
No, she definitely. Well, she's fun to talk about. That's for sure. It's always something. She's got a new book out. And in it, she reveals that there's a very specific reason that she speaks with both American and Spanish accents.
Oh, specific.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to lock in one answer. Why Why am I? Okay, I'm curious. This will be good. What is the possible... Wait, did she hit her head on something?
Oh.
Is that it?
In an excerpt from Hilarious Baldwin's book, Manual Not Included.
I walked through the door and an anvil fell right on my head.
It fell right on, how you say, anvil. Fell right down, boom, right on
a
my
piano,
head.
A grand piano falls right on my head. And ever since then, I can't keep my accent straight at all. A piano. Grand piano.
Grande. Pianissimo. Anyway, in her book, Manual Not Included, Hilarious Baldwin.
In my head, I heard a Beethoven as the piano crashes around me.
I did survive. We turned Italian.
We are Italian. Yeah, that's not even close. Well, so listen, I don't. I don't.
What?
But this is the only accent I have is this
close
one.
Close by.
I was in Ibiza.
Assess the meatball.
Okay. Want to guess what she says? You'll never guess.
Well, I was just guessing. Something hit her on the head.
Yeah. Well,
that was
maybe.
My guess.
She wrote that she is neurodivergent.
What does that mean?
I think she's trying to say she's got ADHD. I'm not positive.
Oh, I have that.
She says, I'm a mixed up, but I'm not the bad or broken. We're going to just keep with the, I mean, I get that she's trying to be Spanish, but we're going Italian. Because, I mean, you might, if it's up to her, you just pick one. You just pick something and you do it.
Well, I actually am Italian, so I guess that would be the closest thing I could just, you know, default to.
Right. You'd be like, what? My parents, they want to visit the country.
I'm Italian and neurodivergent, so I've got to start doing it too.
I've eaten a lot of spaghetti.
I got the spicy meatballs and the Swedish meatballs.
And the Swedish.
Okay, so Hilarious confused. Says she's
neurodivergent. This is Hilarious Baldwin in her new book, and she says that's why sometimes she speaks Spanish and sometimes she speaks English. She says, the more I got treatment for the ADHD that I was trying to ignore, the better I got at separating the two languages and not getting as distracted. I tried to improve myself in the way the internet trolls told me that I was broken, and then I got to the point where I realized this is not helping me. I'm mixed up, but I am not bad, nor am I broken. And then Hilaria returned. That's what she said.
All right.
She's been, let's see, she went by Hillary until 2009. Actually, I have a whole timeline. Oh. I'll go through this whole thing.
You know, I'm not a huge Alec Baldwin fan. I thought he was good in The Hunt for Red October, but I think his hot-headedness bugs me, the way he just blows up and, you know, it doesn't seem, he doesn't seem like a cool guy to have to be around. And yet, how bad do you think he prays to God that he could untether himself from this mess he's gotten him? Like, him getting scolded,
you know,
on the red carpet.
That was ugly.
I just thought, it must occur to him, like, I'm Alec Baldwin. Who is this lady scolding
yourself.
Me in front of the cameras that...
Well, unfortunately for him, she's the lady who had like 12 of his kids.
That's what I'm saying. He's so deeply invested in this that there is no unwrapping.
Yeah, his eyes are just so baggy. They're filled with the tears, the unshed tears. Okay, so in 2009...
Yeah.
Hilaria Thomas. Not Hillary from Boston. No. Hilaria Thomas enters Alec Baldwin's life with impeccable posture and a mysterious European air. Alec is smitten. America is confused. From 2011 to 2019, she rises in the yoga influencer world. With the help of the fact that he's with this guy.
There's a lot of those.
And she gives interviews with a thick Spanish accent. And this, of course, is what led to the infamous, how you say, a cucumber on the Today Show. Is it called a Pepino? Because they're calling it Pepino Gate in this one story I'm looking at.
Okay.
In 2012. So in 2011, she's like, oh, I'm dating him now. So I'm going to start, you know, doing all these interviews and being like an influencer or whatever.
I'm fame adjacent.
Yeah, exactly. But then now she becomes famous because she marries him. So she's like in it. He's stuck with her.
Well, and I'm telling you, there is a huge Instagram, I don't know what you want to call it, yoga presence.
Oh, yeah.
Like a lot of people have made and I follow some that follow us because of our show, but I have found myself to be pulling off because they're conducting full on business.
Yes.
It's not just them going, hey, here's my life and I also do yoga. It's them going, I do yoga and you should buy these clothes and get this food. And okay.
That's how it goes.
Running a business. Good for you.
Depending on how many followers you start getting, like people reach right out to you. Like we do this marketing and we think you'd be a good match for it. And then the next thing you know, these people are like, oh, I'm going to become I'm an influencer.
And so if you look at Hilaria, whatever, you go, well, she's smoking hot and she's attached to a famous
guy. A
world
famous dude.
Of course. I wonder what does her Instagram have? A million?
Oh, God. More than that, even.
I'll look while you tell the next story.
I think I follow her.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, as much as I follow anybody. In 2012, she marries Alec Baldwin. We're talking about hilarious.
992,000 followers.
Oh, that's all? Mm.
Yeah.
That's low. Oh, my God.
I mean, she's almost in a million.
Well, I wonder if people were like, I can't follow this chick anymore. She's effing lying.
Well, she probably lost some, I would bet.
I am surprised it's that low, though, because it's been well over 10 years that she's been doing this by the side of a very famous person. And she's got that reality show that they just did. Like, I think that speaks to people's non-liking of her.
Yeah, I think that she probably suffered backlash and lost a lot of followers.
Well, it's sort of a joke. Like, honestly, you and I, we've had a little bit of fun with it when it came out that she was Hillary from Boston. Like, that's the funniest thing ever. She was totally trying to sell this whole other thing until, like, some friend of hers from Boston's like, listen, guys, just so you all know, this chick, I went to high school with her in Massachusetts. Her parents did retire to Spain.
Her world famous husband has 2.5 million followers.
Oh, huh. That actually seems low too.
I don't think he has great PR either.
Mm.
It's a show to watch, but again, with the hot-headedness, you know, people probably are like,
It's surprising. I guess, too, if you're not really farming it, maybe it just...
I don't farm mine. You farm yours?
No, absolutely
not. We never plug our pages. We don't...
Well, we might mention Instagram or something.
I'll put pictures
up,
but I don't say, and find me at...
Right. But even that, like, we're not posting on there. Like, some people have it down. Like, they know how to tag everybody and let's get some more followers. We'll figure this out. We had hashtag this and hashtag that and or whatever. I mean, I'm just guessing that's what people do. So in 2012, she marries Alec Baldwin. And at the time, she's from Spain, right? Mallorca, sí. Everyone assumes so. She names her children very Spanish names or very Spanish sounding, which sounds muy auténtico.
Really?
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One thing I will say about Hilaria is she has committed to the bit.
Yeah.
You got to respect that.
Yep.
Well, I don't have to respect it, but I do enjoy it. Like, I watch their show and it's... You know, I went through this phase when I was a kid.
Oh, this will be good.
When I was watching the Spinal Tap movie like all the time. I loved it. I would watch it all the time.
So how old were you?
I don't know, 20?
Okay.
A kid. that was where I learned how to do an English accent. Like all of us, we all knew all the scenes. We would literally act out scenes from Spinal Tap every time we all got together. All of us. And
nerd.
Yes. And in my real life, I would walk around doing the English accent all the time. But I also didn't marry anybody and say I was from England and then name all my kids, you know, I guess all the English names were the ones
you were
I would
doing
do
an
anyway.
English accent in your real life.
Like literally all the time. I worked at
so
Sears.
You're carrying around a liter bottle of Diet Pepsi.
Yes. No, Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. You've got a pack of Marlboro Reds in your shirt sleeve.
My white t-shirt, sure. Let's go with that.
And you're at Sears talking with a British accent.
Yes, except I was the operator at Sears. I took the phone calls as they came in. So I did the announcements at the end of the night. I'd be like, attention Sears shoppers.
Oh, my.
But approximately 15 minutes until
you
the doors close.
Oh,
yes, I did. I did. Nerd alert, nerd alert. So I feel the love an accent, you want to talk in the accent, but when you like introduce yourself to Alec Baldwin and you say, I am from Spain, and this is, I'm from Spain. It is so strange that I talk like this, but I am in fact from Spain.
And like, I told you, she
is real.
She ended up in that Netflix movie about the lady who got
the bad vegan.
So she in that movie, which I found interesting, it's clearly she just gets played and that's very sad, but there's a point where he's eating at this vegan restaurant daily, he being Alec Baldwin, he's always there and he's hitting on the lady that is the chef,
right,
who's
the bad
very
vegan.
Pretty And absolutely building a brand and growing this business. And she's like, I had a boyfriend at the time. So he ends up meeting Hilaria at that restaurant, whatever it was called. I can't remember. And that's where that story begins. And it's in that
documented
movie.
Right.
Like Alec was always around. And then he met this girl that was a yoga teacher. And that's.
But so maybe she was just putting on the Spanish accent and she rolled with it.
Well.
So in 2020, they call it the reckoning happens. A Twitter user unleashes a thread revealing that Hilarious is actually from Boston and her name's Hillary. She went to high school in Massachusetts. Her parents moved to Spain in retirement. She'd been trying to sell me. Okay, I'm not Spanish, but I spent half my life there. So accent optional. The internet goes crazy, of course. Alec goes on defensive rants. Hilarious responds by filming a bunch of Instagram stories, some with the accent, some without, further deepening whatever mystery she's hoping to keep going. In 2021, she takes a social media break, comes back, explains she's a white girl, but also a different kind of white.
I bump my cabeza. Mi cabeza.
What? It clears up exactly nothing.
You do it. I can't do it.
Not sure what you're going for. And then she leans in and she raises the 7 children and she dabbles in podcasting and she's got a memoir about ADHD or neurodivergence. I don't know. Honestly, it's the least surprising twist yet. So,
what?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.